Have you ever seen a cake wall?
I think so, because I think they've had them like at carnivals.
Well, they all dress up with their long-tailed coats and their high hats, the men and the women all dress up, and they're very high stepping, and they step along, bring their feet way up, kind of bend back as they do it. It's a typical Negro thing. Mm-hmm. It's what they call a cakewalk.
See, if a guy and a girl were going together, and say the guy asked the girl to marry him, she wouldn't. How would you call that?
Just turn down. Refuse. What would they call it nowadays?
Same thing, I
Ditched.
Guess. Ditched them.
I have to keep up a little bit with some of the probably generation behind even with that.
when did you have like the first building for learning books and stuff?
Now that comes right close to home too, because this maiden aunt of mine, I speak of my aunt that lived in the house with us, she was very much interested in it, and she was just as much of a reader, more so I guess even than my father was. And she was an instigator in the first public library.
Very nice library.
And it was a building that had been, I don't know whether it had been a store building or what it had been, over here on the east side of the lake. And they floated it on a lighter across the lake and put it up on pilings out over the water right on the edge of the lake for the library. They had a little walk that went into it. And it was nice. It was wonderful and cool out there. It might have been sort of hard on the books being that close to the moisture from the lake. But that's where the library was, and it was a two-story building.
Could you read out there?
Oh, yes, you could read. You could sit there and read. And then later on, I don't know whether they... I guess it was still a library building, but they used it as a Red Cross workroom too during the war, First World War. But she started that library, and it was a very nice library for those days, and they were always getting new books, and she'd bring every new book that they got home and read it before she put it in the library. And she also put a cover on it. She would take heavy brown paper, like the wrapping paper they use in hardware stores sometimes, real heavy brown paper, and she would make a cover for that book, and it was all listed and numbered.
Do you remember when this was?
Well, it was before 1915. It was sometime after 1900, in that first decade maybe, or second.
It's pretty soon after
having
it settled.
Mm-hmm. I don't know just when they moved the building across the lake, but I know I've heard them tell about that. I know that's a fact. So many things that I've heard talk and heard them tell about it. I'm not real sure about dates, but I know what happened.
Yeah, that's the important thing. Did you say that you go to church now?
No, we don't. We still belong to the Methodist Church, but we don't go.
Okay.
We went religiously all the time. We were in Macon. We were there every Sunday morning at the early service and went to the Sunday school class afterwards. And we went for a year or two after we came down here, but we hadn't been lately.
Well, since...